Now, this important message from the Easter Bunny.
Hi, Peter Cottontail. Easter's still a little ways away, but it may not even happen this year. The government has cut our funding. ICE showed up, and many of our worker bunnies have hopped down the bunny trail, as it were. And the hens who produce our Easter eggs have succumbed to the bird flu. That's why I created the Easter Fund. Eggs and Sweet Treats Emergency Relief Fund. Get it? It's mine.
Save Easter. Donate to the Easter Fund.
Of course, due to DE&I restrictions, we won't be able to offer a variety of colored eggs this year. Just white. Just white eggs.
It's time to put all your eggs in one basket. Donate to the Easter Fund today.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Before I begin, would you like to touch my monkey?
I would be honored.
Touch him! Love him! Leave him on an app, Sminky! Now I am as happy as a little girl.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
It's a national holiday that I'm sure many of you are celebrating. National Drink Wine Day.
I see you're drinking wine.
We drink the wine.
Didn't Jesus drink wine?
Do you drink wine?
Some wine, sir?
I drink wine.
What kind of wine?
What kind of wine do you like?
I don't know, red?
Yes, red wine. The deepest staining of all the wines.
More wine!
More wine! More wine.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How the heck
there
do we?
She is.
Yeah, how the heck do we get the live show and the feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you enable the skill. That's how you do it. You just simply say, "Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill," and
she will.
There you go. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just do that one time. And then every time you want to listen after, you just say, "Alexa, play Radio 434." We have the Alexa for the Jeep. Tab got an Alexa device for the Jeep, and it pairs automatically with her phone.
Nice.
So, you know, she can, because it's an older Jeep, so it doesn't have all the connectivity and bells and whistles that today's modern automobiles. I said
automobiles.
Yeah. No. Today's modern cars with their screens.
Oh, yeah.
It was like literally, you know, one or two seasons behind that. So she got the Alexa device and plugged it into her car stereo, and
now she is happy as a little girl.
She is as happy as a little girl. And you know, we were listening to, because you know, we enabled the Radio 434 skill on that Alexa device. So on our way up to La Carreta, the good one,
yeah,
the round one,
right,
in Madison Heights,
right.
So we were on our way up to La Carreta, and I just said, "Alexa, play Radio 434," and boom, it's in perfect, beautiful stereo.
Yeah, that's nice.
In her Jeep. It's one of the best sounding radio stations I've ever listened to.
Excellent.
And you can take it with you.
Not biased at all.
Yeah, well, no, but you can put us on your phone, and you can you either use Apple CarPlay,
yeah,
or Android Auto, and you can listen to us in your car. You can listen to us at the house. You can listen to us wherever.
That's
and
amazing.
And you can even get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, "Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast." I think she will.
Hello!
Yeah. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, anywhere you get your podcast, or just go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the link. Podcast drops around noon. It's a repack of everything that we do during the live show. And you can even watch the segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. So I was telling you.
So much entertainment.
I know.
So little time.
Well, so many ways to connect with us.
Yeah.
And then we have the brand new app that's going to be dropping by April, rapidly approaching. And that's, you're going to be able to find all of our content, including our mic'd up pop-up happy hours, including our test drive interviews, all of those things, and then the shows, each one of the shows, the podcasts, the live show, the live channel, the feature channel, all that on one app.
Amazing.
It is. It's pretty brilliant. But you'll still be able to get us everywhere else. But now it'll be conveniently located on one app, and that'll be the new Radio 434 app coming soon. So, I mentioned we went up to Laka.
Yeah, the good one.
The good one. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you. So, we had a week for the past 2 weeks.
It's some illness, I understand.
Yeah, Maddie had the plague. And so
she get it from Crete?
I don't know where she got it from. She got it from somewhere.
It's part of the play.
So she got the plague, and so, you know, with the combination of the snow and the kids being off of school for that, and then the combination of the plague,
multiple disruptions.
Yeah, the kid didn't go to school for like 2 weeks.
Oh man!
And she's finally feeling better.
Lucky she's smart.
Yeah, she's finally feeling better. So I figured, you know, this would be a great, yesterday would be a great day to take everybody to La Carreta.
Nice.
And so we did. We hopped in the automobile and.
Automobile.
I said it was a little slow in the uptake.
Hilarious, yeah.
So hopped in the automobile and drove on up to Laka, and the staff at La Carreta knows. I mean, let's put it this way. When Tab and I were a little bit younger and without our youngest child.
Right.
When we would go out and hang out, we basically bought all the televisions at La Carreta.
Yeah, you... Yeah.
Essentially.
I know you went there a lot.
Our contributions to them... they literally those every one of those televisions we bought. So we get there and the staff knows that, you know, if we get a jumbo margarita to take care of us, don't make it, you know, mostly fruit juice, you know,
right? Because who wants that?
Make sure that there's, you know, a little, you know, tequila in there. And so we got these but their jumbos are smaller now. They're only pint glasses. They used to be bigger. But that's fine.
Yeah.
But they gave us this thing and it had like this much tequila at the bottom. And then the frozen stuff.
Let the record show for you radio listeners out there. He's holding his fingers approximately 2.5 inches apart.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the color commentary.
No problem.
So I, you know, and I mixed mine up, you know, because it was mostly foam at the top. I don't know what was going wrong with their,
you know, it was over churned.
Yeah, their lime frozen. But anyway, so we drank those and we had dinner and it was wonderful. But, you know, it was only one pint, one drink. And so, you know, we're sitting there, and I'm like, "Do you want another one?" And you know, Tab immediately said, "Yeah." So we get another one, and then this time instead of lime, I got the mango.
Mango's good,
yeah. And she got the strawberry. But you like the what?
I like the peach.
Yeah.
Peach margarita guy.
So we had those, and then we went over to Big Lots because this is it for Big Lots. This is the last, probably the last. We do this thing. We do this. Take a trip to Laka, have dinner, and go over to Big Lots and buy ridiculous things.
Yeah, that you don't need, but they're cheap.
Yeah, they are very cheap.
All right.
Well, and now it was 70% off, like pretty much everything
in
the store.
Wow, did they have anything?
Yeah, well, no. They had baubles and beads and real odds and ends, and then I got an 8-pack of V8 low sodium in the cans instead of, because I could have just gone to Kroger and picked up a big jug
of it,
but they had these on sale. It was like a buck or something.
Yeah.
Not for one can, for
like
8-pack,
8 of them.
Yeah. So I got that anyway.
Thrifty.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of other stuff. Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So I got a new kitty litter box for Jerry.
Nice.
Yeah, but this thing created all kinds
of
havoc.
Is it one of those self-cleaning things?
No, nothing like that. Not that fancy.
All right, yeah, good.
It's just a regular box, but it's a big box, okay? Because he's a big boy.
No, he is.
Yeah, and we had this thing. Kate from United Way gave it to us, and now I know why she gave it to us. No, I'm that sounded wrong. Jerry, inside this thing was like a cabinet. Okay.
Yeah.
And it looked like a piece of furniture, for your living room, and it was a cabinet, and the front of it was open, and you'd open the door and you'd put the cat box in it. And then you'd close it. And
it's got a roof on it. And
yeah,
everything?
It's got a roof on it.
Is it supposed to help it keep down odors and things, or is it just
it's just
a master bath for Jerry.
Mostly a master bath for Jerry,
right.
and mostly to mask the the placement of litter box.
Yeah.
It looks like a piece of furniture, basically.
Oh, that sounds actually very nice.
No, smelly furniture.
Yeah.
So Jerry goes in this thing and. And Jerry's a bit of a dick sometimes.
We know.
So Jerry, instead of peeing in the litter box,
yeah,
Jerry's squirting the wall of this thing.
Oh no!
And it's running down into
Jerry.
Below the litter box. It's not getting sucked.
It's not getting into the litter itself.
Right, and then it's leaking out of this piece of furniture onto our floor. So I'm constantly cleaning up this yuck inside this box.
Oh, that stinks.
Yes. And then having to mop the floor and having to, Murphy's oil soap everything. And so
there's a design flaw.
It's a big design flaw. It's Jerry's.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Jerry's butt is a big design flaw.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm really, really proud of myself because I got this great big huge kitty litter box. I'm gonna throw this. I threw the thing out. I threw the
old one.
Yeah, the old. Not only the old litter box, but I threw away the piece of furniture that it was in because certainly it's just flawed. I mean, he's just gonna pee on the wall and it's gonna run down. And it's gonna soak my
floor.
Yeah,
you need to get rid of that thing.
So I did.
Yeah.
But. In my infinite wisdom.
You said bud.
Yeah. In my infinite wisdom.
Yeah.
We got home from Big Lots and we unloaded all our stuff. And
yeah.
I'm like, I am just going to pick this thing up and take it down to the dumpster. Okay.
Sure.
And so I did.
Yeah.
And it's leaking.
You're carrying it.
Yes. Oh. And we just had the cleaning ladies.
I'm Rick.
Shut up.
You're not.
Shut up. We just had the cleaning ladies at the house yesterday. So they just cleaned and everything was
pristine.
Perfect and pristine and beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm carrying this thing and it's leaking.
Oh,
and it's leaking kitty pee all over our floors.
Oh man.
All the way out the door. And
down the stairs.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh man. So the reason I'm wearing these big snow boots.
I see that.
Yeah, the reason I'm wearing these big snow boots is because they leaked all over my Vans.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, the good news about that is you can throw them in the wash.
I did. I threw them in the washer, but then I didn't like putting them in the dryer and that clunking sound that they kept making.
Yeah.
So I'm letting them dry. I'm letting my Vans dry.
And, that's a good move.
Yeah, but it was such a freaking disaster just to get a new litter box in there.
Wow.
And could I have cleaned it out and then taken the thing down to the dumpster? Sure.
Would I have done that? No.
No, I didn't want to.
I wouldn't have done that. I would have just taken it.
Yeah. I was just freaking tired of dealing with that stupid piece of furniture that the cat just pees on the wall and it soaks everything and it smells like cat piss in that room. And
yeah,
I was just so tired of it.
Anyway. All right. Do you feel better now for venting that whole thing?
I guess I am.
All right.
What a delicious task that is. Yes. Yeah.
Really. Uh-huh. All right. Coming up on today's program, we have Cher Greater Lynchburg.
Yeah.
And the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Megan Huffman's going to be joining us along with some folks from the Junior League of Lynchburg.
The Marvel one?
I don't know if it's Marvel or DC. I'm not exactly sure what Junior League.
We'll know when we see what they're wearing.
Well, but, I mean, X-Men.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
So are X-Men Marvel or DC? But X-Men appear in Deadpool, which is Marvel.
Marvel?
Yeah.
I don't know,
so,
man.
I don't know.
I'm confused,
either.
And I have other things to think about.
Yeah. So Junior League's going to be joining us on the program. And I believe it's via the magic of technology.
Swell.
They're going to be joining. let's see. Oh, plus, you know, of course, we've got your five random facts and your
stupid criminals.
In done news. And then sad news today. The man who blessed the world with Nutella has passed away.
What?
Yeah, he did. Hmm. He was 97 years old. He's had a very, very rich life.
Nutella's good for you.
Yeah.
Did he leave the recipe behind, I hope?
I don't know, but we'll find out in the top things. This is our top list today. Top things overheard at the funeral for the inventor of Nutella.
Oh, that'll be enlightening.
It'll be sweet. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
Move over, Nutella. Jif brings you their first new spread in 10 years. Sure, they only use the freshest peanuts to make a rich peanuttier peanut butter. And now they're introducing Jif peanut butter and chocolate-flavored spread made with real peanuts. And a combination of other stuff that tastes like chocolate.
What is this?
Choosy mothers choose Jif. And choosy mothers who want a candy bar mixed into their kid's sandwich also choose Jif.
Chocolate flavoring made with sugar, peanut oil, cocoa processed alkali, polyglycerol esters of fatty acids, and fully hydrogenated vegetable oils.
Hashtag yummy.
It's the Mike Show. Hi. All right, sad news in the world of spreads, in the world of Nutella. If you're a fan of their hazelnut spread, well, I have two pieces of news for you today. One sad and one somewhat uplifting. First, the sad news. The Italian chemist who created, or who is credited, rather, with inventing Nutella Well, he passed away on Valentine's Day. Very, very sad. Anyway, did I have a sound effect? I don't know. Night. That's not right. Anyway, his name was Francesco Rivella. He's Italian. He had been in the sweets business since 1952 when he began working for Ferraro, the Italian chocolate company. Francesco was considered the father of Nutella, played a crucial role in perfecting the recipe. He also came up with the name. It was first introduced in 1964. The somewhat uplifting news is that Francesco lived to be 97 years old. And while it's unclear how often he ate Nutella, it's probably fair to say that he enjoyed a decent amount of it. And it apparently had no impact on his longevity. Still, it's a little bittersweet that Francesco died on Valentine's Day and just over a week after World Nutella Day, which was celebrated on February 5th. So, with that, oh, we got a picture. Oh, here, let's share this up on the screen. Oh, there he is. Let's present, share screen, click that. There he is. There's Francesco. With that, that brings us to our top list. Rest in peace, Francesco, a.k.a. the inventor of Nutella. In honor of this great man and his even greater creation, we present today's list. It's our top list today. Top things overheard at the funeral for the inventor of Nutella. All right, here we go. Number one. he asked for his ashes to be spread on a croissant. Top things overheard at the funeral for the inventor of Nutella. He died after someone stuck a knife in him and twisted it around. That's not what happened. Top things overheard at a funeral for the inventor of Nutella. He still had so much s'more to give. That was weak. Top things overheard at the funeral for the inventor of Nutella. He wanted an open casket, but I couldn't get the lid open. Top things overheard at the funeral for the inventor of Nutella. Despite his education, he was an incredible dip. He didn't own much, but he lived in a nice spread. Top things overheard at the funeral for the inventor of Nutella. His legacy will live on whenever a parent cheats to get their kid to eat fruit. Top things overheard at the funeral of the inventor of Nutella. He didn't die. He exceeded his sell-by date. And top things overheard at the funeral for the inventor of Nutella. He leaves behind a wife, four kids, and a lot of diabetics. No, I think the stuff is really healthy. Anyway, it is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by, this is something I definitely want to put in my mouth, Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Experts say Texas will be the most populous state by 2043. And the population of Wyoming will be a coyote and two guys named Buck. Apple is adding more immersive content to their Vision Pro headsets. Their virtual reality has gotten so advanced, every time you put on those goggles, you can actually feel life passing you by. Juice Newton turns 73 today. She'll celebrate with her sister, Fig. Wheel of Fortune's Vanna White is 68 today. Even at that age, she has no trouble moving her vowels. And an Oklahoma man has the world's largest collection of bricks. In a close second, the Washington Wizards. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. I'm very, very happy that you could join us today. All right, so let's talk automobiles.
Automobiles?
Yeah. we talked about this, I believe we talked about this yesterday or the day before. We were talking about some of the most reliable vehicles that that existed. So we got a follow-up story. J.D. Power. Has released their 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependency Study. And it analyzes the durability of three-year-old cars from the model year 2022. Lexus was the top-ranking brand for the third consecutive year. It was followed by Buick, Mazda, Toyota, and Cadillac. Of all 30 brands, Volkswagen, which I loved my Volkswagen. I had multiple Volkswagens. The latest one that I had was one of the new Beetles. But that was a while ago. That was about almost 20 years ago when it first came out. We had that as a station vehicle. So I liked that one, but my favorite, absolute positive favorite, was my Volkswagen Scirocco. Oh man. Let me see if I can find a photo of it. We've done this before, but let's see. It was a 1987 VW Scirocco 16 valve. And it was red. Let me see if I can find the exact... Oh, this is on classic.com. Oh, wow. Cool. Ooh, that's pretty. Oh, it's sold. Dang it. All right, here. Let me share this. Present, share screen. That was my car. That was my favorite car. I traded it in, and I ended up getting a Nissan Sentra, and nothing against Nissan Sentras, but that was absolutely positively the worst trade I ever made, because it was a base standard model, and my friend Dave at the time was a car salesman, and he had basically talked me into. He didn't sell it to me, but he was driving a Nissan Sentra of the same year that had all the bells and whistles and leather interior and stiffer suspension, aluminum rims and stuff. And I really liked his, and my Scirocco was starting to have little irritating things that happened to it, like the sunroof, and I had to get the sunroof adjusted, not fixed or replaced or anything, and it cost me like $200 to take it into the dealership. Anyway, long story short, I ended up trading it in for a Nissan Sentra, and I rolled up to pick up my girlfriend at the time. Again, this was back in like the late 1980s, early 1990s. I rolled up to her work to pick her up in this base stock Nissan Sentra, and she looked and she goes, "What the hell is this?" And I'm like, "I'm an idiot." So anyway, but that was my car. This was my favorite vehicle of all time. I really wished I would have kept it. But anyway, we digress. Let's get back to the J.D. Power report. Unfortunately, Volkswagen ranked last. Chrysler was the next worst, followed by Jeep, Audi, and Land Rover. in this. That's again, these are dependability studies of vehicles that are from 3 years old, the model 2022. So let me see if they have the entire list. They have the full report here. Is this it? This is like a lot of information. I just want a list. Okay, here we go. Yeah, so Lexus, Buick, Mazda, Toyota, Cadillac, Chevrolet, GMC, Porsche, BMW, Mini, Kia, Honda, then the study average, and then below that is Ford, Infiniti, Alfa Romeo, Subaru, Genesis, Nissan, Lincoln, Hyundai, Ram, Volvo, Mercedes-Benz, Acura, Mitsubishi, Land Rover, Audi, Jeep, Chrysler, Volkswagen. Where was Tesla? Oh, Tesla was somewhere in the middle. It was ranked at 209, which was just above Ford in the study. Again, the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study, ranking vehicles from 3 years ago. All right. Coming up, let's do this. We are going to get really smart with your five random facts. That is all on the way. And then we've got sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes with Audio Vault. Stay tuned for that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. It is their United Way 5K on the runway coming up.
It's the fifth annual United Way 5K on the runway taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
On December 23rd, a fire next to the Free Clinic of Central Virginia's building caused significant damage to the clinic, leaving the entire building affected by smoke and fire damage. The building has been temporarily condemned as assessments are underway. Free Clinic is devastated to share that they will be closed for an extended period of time that is still to be determined. Please know Free Clinic is working tirelessly on plans to continue serving you in other locations as soon as possible. Your care remains their top priority. To the community and volunteers, they need you now more than ever. Please donate to Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/donate for more information. Thank you for standing with us during this challenging time. Together, we will rebuild and continue serving our community.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brenda and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. And you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. According to the 2023 Ipsos survey, IPSOS, Ipsos survey. Here, let me see if I can get a pronunciation on this. Sorry, guys. I probably should have proofread this.
Ipsos.
Ipsos. Okay. It's a market research company. It's Ipsos.
Ipsos.
All right. According to a 2023 Ipsos survey, cornhole is the most played sport in America, ahead of bowling, swimming, and golf. Not cornholio. Cornhole. Are you threatening me? Number two, red delicious apples used to be the most common variety of apple in the U.S., but they became increasingly unpopular because they're bred for looks over taste. Now, Gala apples are the most common. Red Delicious are number two, but about two-thirds of the Red Delicious are imported. Now, if you're curious, the rest of the top five are Granny Smith, Honeycrisp, and Fuji. Number three, Buzz Aldrin wasn't the first man to walk on the moon, but he was the first person to pee there. He peed into a special bag in his suit while he was out on the moon, but it broke. So the liquid, it broke.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
I don't know. So the liquid collected in one of his boots. Let's see. Number four. Humans aren't very nutritious to eat. Humans aren't very nutritious to eat. They're only about 650 calories per pound of muscle. Animals like boars and beavers.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
There you go. They have about 1,800 calories in a pound of muscle. And then finally, the used car chain CarMax was created by Circuit City in 1991. They split it off into a second company in 2002, and it's still going strong while Circuit City died in 2009. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random
facts.
Yep, it's
Ipsos.
And the Mike Show. It's
Ipsos.
I got it. Coming up, we have, what do we got? We got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes, and you will thank us for that. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the it's Tuesday, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation.
Hello.
185. We had to update the crawl at the bottom of the screen. If you're viewing,
that's right.
185 nonprofit organizations are utilizing the Share Greater Lynchburg platform. That is tremendous. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we were stuck at 181 for a good little bit, but we've been onboarding some new organizations in the new year, and I'm excited. They're all lined up to come in and do their own feature in coming weeks. So I'm excited to debut those as we go along, but some really interesting conversations, some people doing some really good work filling gaps that are known in our community. And we're just really excited that Share has made its way to their awareness, and that they are signing up to join us so that they can recruit volunteers and make sure people know about who they are and how to donate and what kind of items they could use.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tremendous platform. We'll talk a little bit more about that and talk a little bit more about the foundation. But first, each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us a guest from the nonprofit community. Today's no exception. Megan, who did you bring us?
Yes, I'm delighted to have Rebecca and Meredith from the Junior League of Lynchburg here today. They're going to be talking about an event coming up this weekend that's certainly important for all of us in the community. And I just have to say that I have not been a member of Junior League, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for the work that they have done for so many decades in our community and really identifying where the gaps are and who's not doing the work in a certain area, and they kind of come in and just cover it. And this is an example of that. So I'm really excited for Rebecca and Meredith to tell you more.
Very, very cool. Well, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. Let's start with Rebecca because she is the president. Rebecca, tell us for those that don't know what the Junior League of Lynchburg is and what you do, tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having us. It's great to be here with you, Mike, Bill, and Megan. And I'm so glad that Meredith could join and give a little specific details on our upcoming event. But the Junior League of Lynchburg has actually been around for almost 100 years here in Lynchburg. We started in 1926. We
are like the senior league.
Yes. Well, I mean, we open and have membership across the board. So we have new members that come on and get onboarded. Our what we call active members stay active sometimes for 8 years or more. So they're doing a lot of longstanding work in the community. And then we even have sustaining members. So those are members who are no longer active, but still want to support the league and are engaged with the league in our programs, in our mission, and our events as well. But we are basically a nonprofit made up of women who are really focused on training the next generation of women through volunteering and collaboration so that we can make lasting impact in our community. And something that's kind of really unique about the Junior League, even though we are the Junior League of Lynchburg, we are part of something much bigger. There's an international association of leagues. There's 297 chapters across six countries.
Wow.
So when you join the Junior League of Lynchburg, you kind of get to, you know, tap into our really long history of impact. You know, the leagues were founded over 100 years ago. And, you know, our league here, like Megan said, we have had a history of identifying gaps in services that are available to the community. And we've helped bring about organizations like Amazement Square, CASA, the Free Clinic, Kids Haven. 1 year, our group even established the Riverside Park Spray Ground as part of their collective impact. And our current focus is actually, we did a collective impact study in 2018, and we have established a program called the Period Access Distribution Center, and it provides free menstruation products to women in our community. And we're currently serving, I think, upwards of 180 women every month. So, you know, something new always comes about. There's always a new need. And the league's purpose is to kind of leverage our power of collected women to identify those leagues, those needs with other organizations like SHARE, and to bring about some change in those areas where we can.
Well, this is tremendous, and it's tremendous the sheer amount of time that your organization has been in existence. That you know, I was joking when we said, you know, we were vetting you, but we do vet some organizations, you know, when we're lining them up to come on the air, and I think you passed muster.
Oh, thank you.
So you guys have an event that's coming up, and let's throw it to Meredith to tell us about that. Hi.
Hi. So we're really excited. Our second, hopefully annual, DEIB summit is coming up this weekend. Lead and learn with the DEIB summit, and we're so thankful to have partnered with the University of Lynchburg's JEDI Educational Council to host this event. It'll be Saturday, February 22nd, from 8:30 to 3. Tickets are $30, $15 for students. It's open for anybody who is interested in learning more about what they can do to further the DEIB work, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging work in their own organizations as well as in our community. We're really excited. We have a great lineup of speakers. Our keynote is going to be Dr. Marcia Bennett. We have Chantel Spinner, Angela Dawn, Davion Washington, Leslie King are all going to be speakers. We're also going to have a panel discussion at the end, which is going to focus on reimagining DEIB for collective impact. Lunch is provided, so that's always exciting, as well as we have some really exciting door prizes, because I'm all about prizes. So we have some door prizes. So it's going to be a really fun event. We're really excited about it. It's very applicable and needed in our current political and community climate, and it's a big passion for not only the Junior League of Lynchburg, but the Junior League as a whole to really focus on and further this DEIB impact and purpose.
Hey, Meredith, is that going to be in the ballroom or the dining hall, or where on campus are they having that?
It's going to be in one of the rooms behind the dining hall. I don't remember the specific
Room
it's going to be in, but it's going to be in one of those where you have to like walk through the dining hall.
Oh, yeah. There's an east room or something like that.
I think it is the east room.
Yeah, sure.
Good. Now, do you have to register in advance and purchase tickets?
We would appreciate registering in advance just so we have an appropriate headcount, but we will, of course, be allowing people to purchase tickets day of.
Okay. And then up on our screen right now, if you go to The Mike Show VA or if you go to ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and type in the Junior League of Lynchburg, scroll down to the Lead and Learn tab and you'll find the QR code. Just scan that QR code and go ahead and purchase your tickets right now. As a matter of fact, do it. So
I just wanted to say one thing, Mike. I agree with Meredith that I think that so much there's such an opportunity for the private sector to, you know, and nonprofits to fill in the gap right now on services that are being cut out of our federal budget. And I think it's so important that, you know, we're showing up in that way as leadership and nonprofits that are leading the way for other organizations. We feel that at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, Share Greater Lynchburg, and of course, with JLL kind of leading the way of the next generation of leaders. I always tell anyone who's looking for board members to go look at a Junior League and try to connect with the Junior League, because they really train up the best leaders in our community. These are the women that are serving in our businesses, our nonprofits, in the private sector, public sector. The map of impact is incredible across these almost 100 years. And so it really is an amazing organization. So hopefully if any listeners are interested in learning more about the Junior League or, you know, joining the Junior League, maybe this weekend would be a great opportunity to come and network with some of the existing members.
Absolutely. That's a great takeaway as well. Do you need anything for this? Do you need any volunteers or are you pretty well set?
Thankfully, we are great on volunteers. We really just need people to register and attend and enjoy themselves and come for a day of learning and fellowship.
Absolutely. And that is coming up again February 22nd, rapidly approaching. You can scan the QR code and purchase tickets. It's at the University of Lynchburg from 8:30 until 3:00. For those that are not watching and those that are listening, go on over to our Facebook at The Mike Show VA or hit up ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and click on Junior League of Lynchburg. Learn more. Thank you so much for, coming on the show and then everything that you do and everything that your organization stands for. It's fantastic. Megan?
Mm-hmm.
185, as mentioned at the top of the segment. That's just tremendous work. Tell us what's going on at Share Greater Lynchburg and also the foundation.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'll start with the foundation because this is kind of our big moment for grant application acceptance. We have three going right now. So we have the Century Fund that is our one-time $100,000 fund that is given out once a year. We've done it for 5 years and it's on February 28th is the deadline to apply. So we're only 10 days away. And we have had some amazing recipients in the past, the Free Clinic, Camp Kumbaya, James River Association. Most recent one was Roads to Recovery. These are organizations that are doing transformational projects, like finishing a capital campaign, launching a brand new program. We're looking for like a holistic program that could be covered with, you know, or finished with this grant. So we look forward to those are rolling in. You go through a portal on our website. It's a brand new software that we're using that's fantastic, but it does take a few more steps to engage with. So don't wait until the 27th to start applying, because yeah. It is does take a few steps. Also, we have a whole bunch of scholarships available. We have many different scholarships for high schoolers going into different fields. And those applications kind of have a rolling deadline between March 15th and April 11th, based on the school. We would encourage parents and students to contact your guidance counselor to learn about the medley of options. I know I was just calculating for EC Glass. It's close to $50,000 available every year for EC wow. Glass students. And so we're just, you know, it's just a matter of, breaking through and the noise of all the things that students have coming at them to say, hey, look, there's $50,000 here for EC, specific for EC Glass students that you can apply for. And so we're working on that right now. And also all the other high schools as well. That's just one that I was working on last week. Lastly, we have the competitive grants, and the deadline for the spring competitive cycle is March 15th. And so that is less than a month away. You can go to the grants portal on our website, lynchburgfoundation.org. Typically nonprofits are on a spring or a fall cycle. So just don't forget to, you know, put in your application for competitive grants. We have donated over $2 million in the past few years for 250 different nonprofits. So make sure that you take advantage of that opportunity.
Hey, yep. Hey, Megan, just a quick word on the scholarships. It was always to go through the scholarships, you check with the guidance office at your yes. in the school. Is that still accurate?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, it doesn't do much good for people to call the foundation right. and ask for scholarships. It needs to be run through the guidance office at your Absolutely. Child's specific school. So it's a great system. But anyway, yeah. wanted to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys, again, thank you so much. You can learn more about all the grants and opportunities at Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. Also, visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. If you're a part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform,
what's the matter with you?
Yeah, exactly. We say that every time.
It's free.
Yeah, it is free. And it is a one-stop portal that folks that want to learn about nonprofit organizations in our area, it's Lynchburg and surrounding counties. If you want to learn about a nonprofit that speaks to you, if you're looking to serve, volunteer, even at the board level, or if you're looking to make a donation to any of these organizations or all of them, I mean, if you really have some cheese.
Thanks, Elon.
Yeah, go ahead and just, you know, just drop it all in there. You can learn more about these organizations at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. And if you're part of a nonprofit, get signed up and get on the platform, because not only is it an online platform, but you have so many workshops and seminars and things for nonprofit leaders and folks that are in the nonprofit community to learn. It's a tremendous organization.
I did want to mention we have our monthly lunch and learns coming up. We have one coming up at Amazement Square on March 5th. So be looking in the newsletter for that opportunity to sign up. It'll be a workshop that exposes participants on some of the team building exercises that the Amazement Square offers. So boards of directors or you know, staff can come and work on team building at Amazement Square as a resource for your organization. So they're offering a whole menu of ways that people can engage with Amazement Square. We also have a mixer coming up at the Hillcat Stadium in March, and we're already starting to prepare for the nonprofit summit, which will be July 30th. So a lot of good things in the works, and all of that will be on our website and newsletter.
tremendous.
Cool.
ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. Folks, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for taking so much time today. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing you out and about within the community. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Okie dokie, artichoke. Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips, viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. Tesla has confirmed that sales of Cybertrucks were a disaster in the fourth quarter. If you own one, here's a toll-free number that you can call. It's the Cybertruck Harassment Hotline.
Thank you for calling the Cybertruck Owner Harassment Hotline. Press 1 if someone called your Cybertruck a trash dumpster with blinkers. Press 2. If you were given the finger by a complete stranger or a recently fired government employee. Or press 3 for all of the above, and you want to be connected with our used Cybertruck buyback program. Stay on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received. There are currently 971 people ahead of you.
Oh, no!
Absolutely. All right. Here, let's see. Search. Oh, there it is. Here. Well, with that, we'll play this again.
Introducing a breakthrough in male contraception, proven to be 99.7% effective against pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. Condoms, you won't need them anymore with Cybertruck. One Cybertruck protects you up to 100% against complications resulting from sexual intercourse.
Because you won't be getting any.
Side effects include shame, ridicule, embarrassment, forced celibacy, and spontaneous combustion. Cybertruck may cause female dryness.
Cybertruck!
Put her sex drive in park with Cybertruck. Use as directed.
Yeah, please. All right. An 87-year-old man in Oklahoma just scored the Guinness World Record for largest brick collection. Okay. He has 8,882 different bricks. No, not in his house. Like, not building his house. He just has them laying around, I guess. Here's Clem Rankemeyer, talking about breaking the record.
Collecting anything, it kind of gets away from them. But my daughter and son-in-law organized an application, and they and some of their friends counted these, verified them by videotape, and I got back in town, and it was a big surprise.
Well, there you go. All right. Let's see. There is a new poll of best characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And guess who is on top right now? Here, listen, I'm going to play this.
I was embarrassed to be doing comics. I would go to a party. Somebody would say, what do you do? I'm a writer. And I'd try to walk away before they'd pin me down. But they'd follow me. What do you write? Oh, children's books. And I'd walk faster, but they'd follow me. Well, at some point, I had to say comic books.
Yeah.
And they would turn around. I'd never see him again.
That's amazing. Stan Lee, the best character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He made cameos in many of the Marvel movies. He's co-creator of Spider-Man, Iron Man, X-Man, The Hulk, Thor, The Fantastic Four, Daredevil, Black Panther, and Doctor Strange. But he wasn't always proud of his career. as evidenced by his discussion. Let's see. What is this? Want to hear how Paul McCartney and his band warm up on their way to the stage? Well, here, listen.
Hey, we look monkeys. People say we monkey around. We're too busy singing. Put anybody down.
Yeah, they literally sing the theme song to the monkeys. Press that, and there we go. Let's save this. I know it's not criminal, but it involves first responders and stuff. So we'll save all the tower audio and all the stuff. Or do we want to do it now? Let's just do it now. Here we go. A Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis, Minnesota, flipped upside down upon arrival at Canada's Toronto Pearson Airport yesterday afternoon. It injured at least 18 of the 80 people on board. They were transported to local hospitals after the crash. Here is the audio of the tower and pilot.
Clear to land, 23, endeavor, 4890.
We're going to wing him.
I am okay. No problem. Are you able to go to 2000?
We can give it a try for the weather link at 1 minute back.
This airplane just crashed at 23. Probably 1 minute back. I got no traffic here, so just let me know what you'd like to do. We just had a crash on runway 23 here.
Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
Wow. One of the passengers aboard the Delta plane that landed upside down made this dramatic recording while he and others were being evacuated onto the runway into the freezing cold yesterday.
We're in Toronto. We just landed. Our plane crashed. It's upside down. Fire department's on site. Upside down. Everybody, most people appear to be okay. We're all getting off.
Here's Minnesotan John Nelson. Is that how you pronounce it? Minnesotan? Anyway, here's John Nelson describing what it was like to be in the plane and hanging upside down after the crash.
Skidded like on our side and then flipped over on our back. Where we ended up, there was like a big fireball out the left side of the plane. We kind of let ourselves go and fell to hit the ceiling, which is surreal feeling. And then everybody was just like, get out, get out, get out. We could smell like jet fuel.
It seems that the plane lost a wing upon landing, and that's how it ended up rolling and ended up belly up. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Which one are we going with? Here, let's do this one. There's a restaurant just for dogs. So, comedian John Hinchcliffe wonders how bad the chef must be to end up there.
They just built a place right around the corner from where I live. This is some weird LA stuff for you. They just built a place called Just Food for Dogs. Yeah, it's real. This is a place where you take your dog so that it can get a restaurant-style meal while you sit there and watch. Yeah, no food for you. It's just food for dogs. Which means there's a kitchen at that place. Which means there's a chef at that place. Which means there's a chef right around the corner from where I live that is so terrible at what he does for a job. This is a guy so terrible at being a chef that he once cooked for one of his buddies and his pal tried his food and he's like, dude, I wouldn't feed this to my dog. And the other guy's like, I'll show you.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up. We are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you by Restaurant for Dogs. No, I'm just kidding. Jersey Mike's Subs, even better.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive. anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. The Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Yeah. Here we go. Two men, a 19-year-old and an 18-year-old, were caught attempting to smuggle $200,000 worth of contraband into a federal prison in Louisiana using a cannon. They planned to shoot $112,000 worth of tobacco and about $90,000 worth of meth over a security fence and into the prison grounds. It's unclear if they were caught in the act or if officials caught wind of it ahead of time. We also don't know what this cannon looked like. It had a range of about 350 feet, so it's possible that this scheme could have actually worked. Assuming if, you know, no one in or around the prison noticed a cannon firing at the property, that couldn't have been very discreet. But we do know that the cannon wasn't unique. 19th century artillery, it wasn't antique. We do know the cannon wasn't antique. 19th century artillery, it used compressed... Oh, okay, take two. So we do know that the cannon wasn't antique, you know, like 19th century artillery. It used compressed air, so it was probably closer to one of those T-shirt cannons. I should have proofread this story. Both men were arrested. One of them is in the country illegally, so rot-row. And then there's this. Thieves used a U-Haul truck to rob a place called Sasquatch Bricks in Washington State. They got about $10,000 worth of Lego sets. Here's the owner, Scott Nelson, talking about the burglary.
About $10,000 worth of Lego. A lot of high-end retired collectible sets. I think they were literally in here under 5 minutes. But we're pretty sure that they had been in the store before, looked how easy it was to probably take these particular items. This hasn't been an unusual thing in the Lego community for the last few years. There have been smash and grabs, Targets, Walmarts. All the big box stores have now have all their Lego locked up.
Wow. A shirtless Florida man is in custody after allegedly stealing a police patrol cruiser and then carjacking a woman in an SUV. Here's some of the recording from the officer's body cam during the chase with Armando Lopez.
He just stole my patrol car. He's running northbound. Lights are on. He tried to take my gun from my holster. Show me your hands! Show me your hands!
Wow. There's good news in the world, thank God. And we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Let's see. No, how about this? We are a couple weeks away from Mardi Gras, and Louisiana State University researchers have come up with, they created a biodegradable bead, which contains seeds. So once they break down, they can sprout plants. Here is LSU graduate student researcher Alexis Strain explaining what it's all about.
Seeds inside of the beads. So this will allow plants and flowers to essentially come out of these Mardi Gras beads. So they, sweet peas, attract certain type of bacteria, and these bacteria can speed up degradation of one of the versions of the beads that we have. Especially because, you know, we're throwing these around kids and other things, not something you really want to be introducing into the environment any more than you have to.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. They've got the United Way 5K on the runway coming up. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com. All right. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?